excitement tightened his belly. Jasmine would not appreciate it, but this was the summer. End of the long quest. He lacked only one key. Find it, and he could make contact, could begin drawing out instead of putting in. Jasmine sneered. Why did I get into this? My mother warned me. It's Stancil we're talking about, woman. Our only. Ah, Beau, don't call me a cruel old lady. Of course I'll welcome him. Don't I cherish him, too?
Wouldn't hurt to show it. Bowmans examined the remnants of his inventory. Nothing left but the worst junk. These old bones ache just thinking of the digging I'll have to do. His bones ached, but his spirit was eager. Restocking was a plausible excuse for wandering the edges of the Barrowland.
No time like now to start.
You trying to get me out of the house?
That wouldn't hurt my feelings.
Sighing, Bowman surveyed his shop. A few pieces of time-rotted gear, broken weapons, a skull that could not be attributed because it lacked the triangular inset characteristic of domination officers. Collectors were not interested in the bones of Kerns or in those of followers of the White Rose. Curious, he thought. Why are we so intrigued by evil? The White Rose was more heroic than the Dominator or Taken. She has been forgotten by everybody but the Monitor's men. Any peasant can name half the Taken. The Barrowland, where evil lies restless, is guarded, and the grave of the White Rose is lost. Neither here nor there, Bowmans grumbled. Time to hit the field. Here, here, spade, divining wand, bags. Maybe Tokar was right. Maybe I should get a helper. Brushes, help carry that stuff around. Transit, maps, can't forget those. What else? Claim ribbons, of course. That wretched Menfoo. He stuffed things into a pack and hung equipment all about himself. He gathered spade and rake and transit. Jasmine! Jasmine! Open the damn door! She peeped through the curtains masking their living quarters.
Should have opened it first, dimwit.
She stalked across the shop.
One of these days, Beau, you're going to get organized. Probably the day after my funeral.
He stumbled down the street, grumbling. I'll get organized the day you die. Damned well better believe. I want you in the ground before you change your mind.
Chapter 4 The Near Past. Corby. The Barrowland lies far north of Charm, in the old forest so storied in the legends of the White Rose. Corby came to the town there the summer after the Dominator failed to escape his grave through Juniper. He found the lady's minions in high morale. The grand evil in the Great Barrow was no longer to be feared. The dregs of the rebel had been routed. The Empire had no more enemies of consequence. The great comet, harbinger of all catastrophes, would not return for decades. One lone focus of resistance remained— a child claimed to be the reincarnation of the White Rose. But she was a fugitive, running with the remnants of the traitorous Black Company. Nothing to fear there. The lady's overwhelming resources would swamp them. Corby came limping up the road from Orr, alone, a pack on his back, a staff gripped tightly. He claimed to be a disabled veteran of the Limpers Forsberg.